Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Yes, I made it. We made it. How about that? We made it together. We are at day 15. That puts us smack in the middle. How about it? I love it. I love the idea that we can set a goal, even though it seems difficult, and actually reach it. You know, I want you to understand that we are setting good examples for people. And I know you're like, Mama Seven, I'm tired of setting good examples. Because there are times where I get tired of setting good examples. I ain't going to lie to you. You know, I'm like, look, can they read the book like I did? Can they do? No. It's not enough to read the book. It's not enough for us individually to follow what God says. It's not enough. People need to see that they can do it. And God likes to use regular old people just like me and you. Do that. People need to see that someone their age can still fast. Whether your age is like Tyler's doing a really, really good job, and he's 18. I mean, when I say really good job, like he wakes himself up. I don't have to fight with him. He gets his own breakfast. There's a time, you know, especially when I was in this wonderful relationship, and I'd wake up and have coffee ready and tea ready, and I'd wake up early, bake bread, and now I'm like, boy, I got food in there. Go ahead, son, leave me alone. But even in the middle, even though I have not been doing all of the wonderful cutesy things, he understands. He still got to fast, you know, and so he's fasting. You know, don't let circumstances dictate your fast. You know, like, oh, but Mama says I got to work. Y'all got to work. Plan ahead. I love to hear Kay, because Kay be super busy, and she got to chauffeur this child around. He is, like, rock star number one, in my opinion. And so she got to take the rock star from here to there. What'd she do? Pack a lunch. Pack a snack. You know you're going to be out late. Pack a snack. I do the same thing when I know I'm working late and I know I won't make it home. Grab some grapes and a banana. Do something, you know, so that you can maintain yourself. There is no, I don't want to say there's no good excuse for not fasting, but I'm telling you there's lots of good reasons to fast. I'm not going to focus on the negative. If you, if you're not making your fast, if your fast is breaking you, that's another conversation. That's not this conversation. I don't want to even think about how my fast may be breaking you. I'm not even going to entertain conversations about you can't, because if you can. What I do want to do, though, is talk about how you can. I'm always going to, always going to focus on the positive. I want to know how you can fast. The fast is an intentional sacrifice. Like, let's say you, like me, have to take medication, right? There's other ways to fast. There's other things to do in your fast. You know, before the fast started, I had just gotten hip to that Coke Zero Sugar. That thing is delicious. I don't even like Coke. But they did a really good job with that Zero Sugar. And so I was living it up. You know, I spend my day drinking half water, half Zero Sugar, and I was great. Love it. And now we don't do any soda. Even though soda is, you know, not good for us, it's not horrible for us. you know, it's not haram, it's not disallowed. But we're making an intentional sacrifice. So even if you can't fast food, you can fast that soda. You know, you may not smoke weed or you may not drink alcohol, but you can fast them cigarettes. You know, there's all kind of ways we can intentionally push ourselves without the food sun up to sundown. Like, I still drink water a lot. You know, others don't drink water. No food, no water. I have to drink water because I feel, due to my age and for safety reasons, I need the water. And all this 30 days, my goal is to only drink water and a cup of coffee. Water and a, no juice, no fruit juice, no none of that. And so, you know, you can find a way to make an intentional sacrifice for God. And so, you know, this is not about finding the reasons not to. This is about finding the reasons why you can. This is about sticking it to it and being like, hey, I'm going to push myself right here. I'm going to push myself in this uncomfortable. I'm going to allow myself to be an example of what can be done. What can be done, you know? I know, like, there are if you were in whites for 30 days, I promise you your life would change. If you could commit yourself to be in white and to have your head covered for 30 days, your life would change, I promise you. And sometimes what I know for a fact is that if you continue to do the things that you've been doing, you're going to get the things that you've been getting. And if that was always your goal, then fantastic. You're on schedule. But if your goal was something bigger, if there was something more that you wanted, I'm going to tell you to push it a little bit. You know, get uncomfortable. I'm going to tell you, hey, maybe, you know, you might need to, you know, we have many things that we're not doing. And then we got things we are supposed to be doing. You're supposed to be doing additional journaling and more prayer, right? If you were to commit again and again and again, every year I do this, every year I say, oh, I'm going to learn the 99 names every single year I do it. And you know, on one hand, I'm like, you know, God must be so disappointed. I get so close. And then the other part of me said, wow, I hope God sees my determination in learning something that has just eluded me. You know, I continue to try, and I'll get the first half really, really strong. And then the other half is like, meh, you know. And so I'm not talking about what you can't do, not today. Not when I just did 15 days hard. Not when I'm already seeing the benefits in my body, the benefit to my mind, the clarity, the positive. No, I can't talk about what I can't do. I'm going to talk about what I can do. I'm going to talk about, and when you are speaking with your fast buddies today, please share with them what you can do. Allow them to have a place. What can you do? And sometimes we have to be reminded, because this world will tell you lots of times what you can't do. The world will create within you limited beliefs, okay? It's a thing. And why would the world want to limit you? Well, you're easier to control when you're limited. You're easier to deal with. Oh, my God. And when you up here thinking that you could run the world, you're hard to handle. You're hard to treat any kind of way. You're hard to talk to and talk down to. You know, you become emboldened when you believe you could do whatever you want to do. So this is why, you know, they would rather us deal with this limited belief. Oh, you too.
Look, I hear it all the time. I ignore it. Oh, you too old. Oh, you're a woman. Oh, that woman thing irritates me. You can get bit for that. Oh, you're a woman. And watch me do what I want to do. You don't even know. Being a woman has been a superpower for me. You better ask somebody. Oh, you don't have enough money. Watch me. You know, so today, if no other day, I want you to break all the things that you have allowed to limit you, those things that keep you slow. I really want you to fight for yourself. The last couple readings I've done, the words kick hard have come up. Kick hard, meaning put more energy into what you're doing. Kick harder. Kick like you need some air. I'm like, wow. And Spirit took me in this place in the middle of the reading. I'm like, you know, and sometimes it's hard to keep track of what the original question is. The Spirit's like, I don't care about your questions. This is the answer, okay? I don't care about your questions. It took me in a place where I remember when I was young, young being 17, 18, and I was windsurfing. And windsurfing, I'm a water, even though I'm a fire child, I'm a water baby. I love the water. And so I'm out on this board that has a sail attached to it. I don't know who thought this was a great idea, but I'm out there. And I'm out there, okay? So I'm maybe half a mile from the coast, from the shore. So that's pretty far, you know. The people on the shore look like little heads and stuff. And I'm out there where the animals live, okay, where real animals live. I'm just out there like, well, you know, so the wind had gotten me, it taken me out there, and I'm like, okay. And I remember I fell. And when I fell hard. I fell in the water. I was at the part of the water where it was dark. You know, most times when I go to the beach, I could see my toes or, you know, I'm only in maybe a foot or two of water. This time when I fell, I felt like I went down about 3 or 4 feet. 3 or 4 feet down. That lets you know how deep this water was I was in, right? And as I went down, I didn't take a nice big gulp of air because I didn't know I was going down. And so I fell. So as I fell and I'm down, I remember there was a moment where I couldn't tell where was up. I swim, water polo. I mean, I am a water child, but I was down so far and it happened so quickly. And when you fall, it's not like a graceful dive. And no, I just fell. And so there was a time I couldn't tell where was up. And so, of course, this happens all the time to people. This is the first time it ever happened to me. And so as I'm running out of air and I don't know what's up, what you have to do is you have to relax your body. Your body will naturally float up. All I have to do is relax. So I relaxed for 2 seconds while I got my brain together because I don't know if I got hit or in the head or what, but I was very discombobulated. And so I'm in the water, and then I start to feel myself rise. But my air, I didn't have good air. I never had good air. And so as I'm rising, and as I start to feel and see, okay, this is direction, I kicked like my life depended on it because at that moment it did. And I kicked and kicked and kicked, and the air is coming out of me. And just as there's no more air left and my body is naturally going to take a gulp, I reached the top. But I remember, and then at that point, I get on the board and slowly try to get back to the shore because I'm like, wait a minute, I'm out way past my head. I do not need to be here. And there, okay, the point of the story I want to bring to you, though, is the kick hard. The kick hard part. If I had not kicked, number one, if I hadn't calmed down enough to see the direction, this is life, family, I could have really, really been going in the wrong direction. I could have been wasting valuable time right there. Yet I didn't know where I was going. I didn't know what I was doing. I was unclear. What did I have to do? Stop. Relax for a second. Take inventory of where you are, okay? So this is where we got to stop in our life, discern the situation. See what our options are. You know, I'll be talking to people sometimes and like, yeah, and I had to do this. I said, well, no, really didn't have to do it like that. No, I did have to. No, you did not. I got to correct you. You didn't have to do it like that. That was a choice. You could have done X or Y or Z, but that's what you chose to do. Understand where God is giving you the opportunity to make your own choices. So you have to stop and assess where you are in life, okay? Then when life gives you the information that what direction you're supposed to be traveling in, trust it and kick hard. Fight. Now, the problem is right there at that point, we're usually tired. At that point, we're usually, oh, I'm in this and I'll never get out of it. You know, at that point, we might need some help in kicking hard. You know, sometimes we need some motivation that you actually can get past this thing and so you don't kick hard. But I'm telling you, you have to, if you want to change, and once God has given you the direction you got to go in, kick hard. Kick hard. I couldn't see with my eyes with direction. I couldn't see the light from the sun. I was out there at night. That's how dark the water is. I couldn't see the top. So once I felt that direction, once I felt me being pulled oh, my goodness, I kicked like my life depended on it. Some of y'all are in situations in your life, or at least the quality of your life, is dependent on your ability to push. It's not the time to be feeling pitiful for yourself. This is not the time to keep going with this. Well, I guess I'll just keep. No, why? Push harder. Kick hard. So, you know, there are moments and times in your life that you're going to know. You'll feel it. God will be like, right here, if you want something different, if you ever wanted anything different, you're going to have to push from here. And you may say, God, you want me to push this car up a mountain? I want you to kick hard right now. And when you set up to do it, now I can tell you scientifically that gravity pulled me up, okay? I can tell you that. But the way I was moving, I think my ancestors were pulling me. I think they knew I was in a situation. And this was, I'm telling you, I was 17, 18 years old. This is before I even had a tight relationship with my ancestors. I knew them. I was like, hey, ancestors, how you doing, blah, blah, blah. But this was before I even started any work. I'm telling you, the way, I don't know. I mean, because windsurfing, I get it, and I fell, and I get it. But I don't know how in the world I got knocked so hard down. I don't, you know, because I fell. It's not like I was pushed or anything, but I was down. And so I believe there's a whole lot going on right there. I believe there was a tug of war going on in my life. And at that point, they were like, look, you trying to live or not? Because if you are trying to live, you're going to have to work real hard right here. I was down so long that my cousin, when I got up, I heard my cousin calling me. You know, like she would notice that I wasn't there and was like, wait a minute, I've done lost one of these kids. And so, and at that point, I wasn't scared. I was not scared. Once you get past something like this, once you have, then you get to sit and walk around with a victory on you. You get to know I got a situation. And I don't care who or what may be trying to pull me down. I know I got people, oh, no, my baby is in the water. Oh, no, let's go. Pray her up. Pray her up. Pull. Tell her to fight. Tell her to kick. I know, and I got how much time I got. Not enough. There was a time in my life where I was not doing well. I didn't have work. I didn't have my own place. Thank goodness my mother has always been stable stable enough to care for me if I ever have this issue or that issue. And I was just not in a good place in my life. And I was spending, I wasn't working, but I was spending a lot of time with ancestors. I was spending a lot of time in my prayers. I was reading. I was enjoying the time I was spending with my kids, you know. So even though I was not traditionally doing the things that I do when it comes to work and being active, and I was spending the time doing positive things, right? But I still was not feeling my best. I could look at my resume, and my resume was fine. It was tight. But I didn't feel really, really good. And I remember spending all this time with my ancestors, and, you know, they were like, hey, I mean, I was spending time, like, months there, no words. They were just looking at me. I was just looking at them. I was just not there, not well. And ask the kids, they'd be like, oh, yeah, Mom was doing great. We went to the park every day and everything else like that. You know, I was writing. I was producing. I was doing what I was supposed to do, but still just not there. And if you ever have those moments in your life, it happens. It really, really does. And there is a point maybe 3 months in, and I'm staying faithful to my duties, all of my duties. I'm staying faithful in them, just not feeling it, me not feeling it. And I remember my ancestors saying to me just as clear as day, be encouraged. And I wrote the words down. I can only imagine receiving the Ten Commandments. And from, you know, we know the story how there were more than 10 and everything else. But at that point, it felt like I had just received a commandment from heaven. You know, I felt like I had spoken to a burning bush. I don't know if you can imagine not hearing nothing for 3 months, and then all of a sudden you're given, in my idea, profound direction. Be encouraged, you know. And at that point, I was like, okay, hold on. Let me examine myself again. Let me assess my surroundings. Let me assess what's going on. Let me stop and see if I can feel the direction that my life is supposed to be going in. And then let me kick hard. I had stopped kicking. I kind of settled into where I was. And even though where I was not comfortable for me, I had settled into it. You know what I'm saying? I had accepted it. I'm like, this is it. There's a way for you to be grateful and still work on whatever you're trying to work on. You can be, gratitude is there. Every morning I wake up, every night I go to sleep, that gratitude is always there because there's always reminders that that this could have been the day that I didn't do that. The gratitude is always there. I went to bed last night so grateful. Now, one, I was tired. You know, tired tends to make me very grateful, but I was tired. And I was like, oh, my goodness, God, I'm so grateful that at my age I got this mobility. You know, I'm only 53 this year, but I can still feel that I was given a blessing of the mobility. I was given blessings of being able to work the way that I do. I was given blessings to all of the work that I did yesterday. When I say I felt it, I was like, golly, I don't even know who do this. I do more before 9 a.m. than some people do all day. And I love it, God. Thank you for allowing me to live the life I want to live. Now, somebody else may be like, Mama, Seven, you crazy. Don't nobody want to work that hard? That's on you. But I do want to work like that. And I do, you know, want to be able to keep up and everything. And I look at my mother, I'd be like, I got plenty of time. She can get strong. I can get strong. Come on, let's do it. You know, that's my motivation. Let's make it happen, family. So I'm going to tell you today, be encouraged. Don't let this life tell you what to do. Don't let this life set your beliefs. Don't let this life tell you where you can be, where you can't be, what you can achieve, what job you can have, what business. Don't let this world do that. Know within yourself that if God has given you the blessing to do that, oh, there's a way to do it. If God said you can do it right now, there's a way to do it right now. Stop allowing this world to treat you like it's the creator of you, because it's not. It didn't create you. God did. Only God can tell you yes and no. Sorry. I'm not going to accept it. I'm not. Be motivated in this path. Understand, right now, we're kicking hard. If this gets frustrating, if this gets irritating, guess what? We're in the middle of kicking hard. You know, so while you're in that deep water and you're kicking hard, that is not the time to go skip the loop. When you are kicking hard, you got to stay focused. You got to know what you're doing. You have to be intentional, or you'll get caught out in situations. Pack your snacks, family. Make time. Look, I have not had, I think for the last 3 weeks, I haven't done any traveling. And I'm sitting here like, my car is like, hey, we're not on the highway. I'm like, I know. What's going on? So I've had to put some things back because I can't do all I want to do and kick hard and stay focused in that. So I'm just going to ask you, you know, I'm going to encourage you because that's my job. And that word, be encouraged, it took on so many shapes. So I took it as, when I first heard it, as, you know, be encouraged, okay? Understand it's going to be okay. And then about 5 years after that, I was like, no, it wants me to be encouraged, almost like to embody encouragement. One was to receive encouragement. The other one, about 5 years later, when it hit me, it was like, no, I need you now to embody encouragement. I need you to literally be it. You are now to be encouragement. And then my life took another change. I wish everyone, number one, congratulations on making it this far in your fast. Number two, understand you can do it. We already did it. You can do it. 15 more days. Kick hard. No matter what your beginning part of the fast has been, understand that you can continue. And now, jump on that bandwagon now. Get active in your fast now. Get intentional in your fast now. Understand these are divine sacrifices. This is divine intentionality. You are building on that relationship that you have with God. This is not about me. I got my own gift basket to create. This is about you and understanding what you can do for God and what God can do for you, okay? So let it be personal. This is personal for you. It's personal for all of us. More information about the water is going to be coming out very soon. I'm going to say by Tuesday. And so we're going to make plans for that, okay? Have a wonderful, wonderful fast, and we'll talk more in a little bit. Peace.